Hello and welcome to this edition of Community Connections. I'm your host, Chuck Curlin. Today we'll be with Greener Partners, and from Greener Partners is Jen Malcoon. She's the program director, as well as Mia Rogers. She is the Montgomery County educator and coordinator. Ladies, welcome to the program.
Hi, Chuck.
Hello. Nice to meet you. Mia, first question to you. Greener Partners, give us a little understanding of what it is and how you got involved with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Excuse me. So I'm newer to Greener Partners. My background is in environmental and community health. I'd had my eye on Greener Partners for several years before joining the team. So the background in environmental and community health, it was a natural transition to educator and coordinator. But largely what I get to do is educational initiatives with all ages throughout the county. Especially with Jefferson Einstein Montgomery Hospital. We get to work with them in their rooftop garden. Wow. To lead a variety of educational programs for their for patients in their family practice. We also get to go around visiting a lot of preschools and K through 12 schools, covering anything from soil health to healthy eating. So it's always a good variety. I have fun, and I know Jen can speak more to some of the background and overarching scope of GP.
Yeah, thanks, Mia. Our organization was founded in 2008, and it was really a group of parents who came together that really wanted to connect their kids to how food grows. Okay. And in that connection, hoping to really inspire healthy eating habits. And it wasn't just based on their own personal parenting, based on research that exists that actually shows the connection between kids who are engaged in gardening or farming activities and their willingness to eat more fresh fruits and vegetables. So out of that really came a very small start, of course, mm-hmm. and eventually the nonprofit emerged to serve school-aged youth in the greater Philadelphia region. So we really take a seed to plate approach to food education, where we invite participants to have direct experiences with how food grows to inspire, to cultivate joy and really a sense of discovery, and then hopefully impact knowledge, attitude, and behavior when it comes to healthy eating.
Mm-hmm. So, is it safe to say that it's good to get the kids involved at a young age?
Definitely.
I think so. Yeah,
I think it's
absolutely.
Safe to say that.
Yeah, and Mia can definitely talk about that with her experiences as an educator. And really, it's like applicable to anybody of any age. Right. I mean, mm-hmm. as Mia said, we work with at Einstein at Jefferson, or mm-hmm. Jefferson Einstein, they've merged. Yeah. But we work with residents, internal medicine residents and doctors. Mm-hmm. And these are people who are adults who still mm-hmm. their eating habits aren't really that great.
Good.
And when they engage in gardening activities, mm-hmm. there's something shifts, something changes.
Yeah, because I know there's two big pediatric hospitals in our area with St. Christopher's and CHOP.
Yeah.
Are they involved in anything? Are you trying to get them involved in this?
Yeah, we've actually worked with St. Chris. We have a longstanding relationship with St. Chris. We do really big public events with them. We nice. Bring our, mm-hmm. one of our signature ways of engaging with people is with our mobile farm. So it's literally a farm on wheels. And you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I would love to. So we call it our Farm Explorer program. And with that, we're actually able to bring around a pop-up kitchen, a variety of container gardens. So for schools and other places that don't have a garden on site or any space, we can just bring it all with us. And so right now, actually, we visit all of the Head Start preschools throughout Montco to bring lessons on. I guess I touched on this a little bit before, but we're always trying to get the kids involved. So all of our lessons are interactive, and all of them, they get to, see a recipe demo and taste test, like mm-hmm. a new wholesome recipe.
Right.
They get to learn more, about just agriculture. Anything from soil science and worm bins. They'll get to get their hands dirty and stuff like that, to exploring an herb garden. And we can scale it to all different ages as well. We visit
other K through 12 schools, but the Head Start preschools throughout the county have been a lot of fun.
And it's safe to say that Greener Partners is regional. It's not a national, so this is something that was developed right here in our Delaware Valley region, right?
Yes, totally correct, Chuck. Yep. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we cover Philadelphia County, Montco, and Delco largely. Yeah.
And only one mobile vehicle?
We have multiple, actually. Oh, wow. How many are we up to now?
I think we have three. We're up to three now.
Yeah.
We can
spread out. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So are the kids more interested in the fruit or vegetables?
Fruit is an easy sell. Right. You know, it doesn't take a lot of prep to make it tasty. One of our really popular ones with the Farm Explorer is bringing around our blender bike, actually, where we can make fruit smoothies using pedal power. So that always gets kids involved for sure. That's always a hit.
They're not asking for like cheeseburgers or hamburgers, right?
It's all part of a well-rounded diet, but we don't have the cheeseburger capacity.
No, I didn't think so. I figured this is a vegetarian kind of format, right?
It's definitely a plant forward, right. Yeah.
Plant-based operation.
Yeah. I know. But one of our big emphases though is we're not discouraging kids from eating less of any particular food group. We're just encouraging more fruit and veggie consumption. So like Jen was touching on earlier, we want to make sure that we're speaking very positively about food and just encouraging informed, well-rounded choices.
Now, so you've been around for a while. Has it been difficult getting the word out, or has it been spreading pretty frequently?
Mm. Yeah, you know, that's a great question. And we really find that a lot of our partnerships and a lot of the folks that we work with hear about us and then they reach out to us. So we do have, I would say, like, pockets of in each county where we're really working deeply. So in Philadelphia, we're really working deeply in West Philadelphia. In Montgomery County, Norristown is a big pocket, a big hub for us. And in Delaware County, where I'm actually located, we have long-standing relationships with schools in Chester City. So, and then it's really just like, I mean, we're out and about at public events. We do a big outreach and marketing campaigns, but a lot of people get connected to us through word of mouth.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. The other thing that you mentioned earlier, I was just curious, the farming end of it.
Yeah.
How many farms are you guys associated with?
Yeah, that's also a really great question. I mean, and it also goes back to kind of our origin story where in the beginning we were, as a small organization, we were leasing larger acreage of land and actually like managing and operating functional farms. And we soon realized that our wheelhouse, where we're most effective, is in food education and gardening. So we scaled down and we really, as our name says, we partner with folks. So we partner with schools, we build gardens at schools, or we help schools build gardens. We partner with healthcare systems and we build gardens on their campuses. One example of that is our partnership with Lankenau Medical Center, which is a part of Mainline Health. And we built and manage a farm on Lankenau's campus called the DeLima GD Wellness Farm.
As we all know, a healthy diet leads to much better lifestyle. That's key. Mia, I know in the first segment we talked about how Greener Partners came about. One thing I was curious and I didn't have the chance to ask you, what's the size of the group and are you expanding?
Oh yeah. So right now we're a staff of 13, everywhere from our executive director to educators, everywhere in between. So all of us, I mean, we come from a variety of backgrounds, from, you know, plant science research, fundraising, community health, a wide variety. And of course, we're always open to new qualified people. And then as a nonprofit, we also have a board of 12. So they all have, I mean, also a wide variety of backgrounds, like development, fundraising, hospital administration, I believe. A wide variety. So they really help us to inform our vision and our execution.
Are you guys, do you have like a weekly or monthly power where you all get together and say, all right, this is our plan of action for the month of May or for the summer? How do you go about doing that?
Yeah, we have monthly staff meetings, all staff meetings where we come together and people have an opportunity to kind of share what's going on in their particular projects, where they're working and the partners with whom they're working. We have an opportunity to then talk about next steps forward. Where are we going? Where are we in our year? And what is coming up ahead? So yeah, we definitely have time to get together. We also have time for our educators, those who are actually delivering the programs, to get together and talk about curriculum and talk about lesson planning.
Yeah, and I love too that even with our wide variety of backgrounds, you know, I think all of our different backgrounds lend themselves to different strengths and different roles. But I really value that as a staff, we all have that shared investment in, you know, bolstering both the environmental, you know, environmental and community health of the counties that we work in.
Do you have interactions with the board as well?
Yeah, some.
Yeah. My role in particular, I attend our board meetings. So those happen quarterly. And then also our board comes out to some of our locations where we're working. They'll come for visits. They'll observe programs. So they can really stay connected to our work.
Yeah. Are they sort of like what I thought of earlier? Are they like the quality control to make sure that you guys are doing what the mission is set out to be?
Yeah, I mean, staff, sure, you can think of it as staff is really charged with operations.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And board, as Mia was saying, is really like financials and vision. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Because as you know, if you're educating, you might have a whole different educational approach as Mia would. Mm-hmm. And do they want to try to bring it together to make sure you're sort of giving the same message, if you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, definitely there are always key points, you know, of our mission and our vision that we are always wanting to incorporate in all of our lessons. But because we serve such a wide variety of schools, communities, healthcare systems, programs, we're always customizing, you know, to fit the specific needs of anywhere that we're going. So we also, we mix in a lot of variety. And I think educators have a lot of leeway to make sure that we're customizing it to the needs of any particular community.
So this being a nonprofit, where does most of the funding come from?
Diverse sources, okay. Chuck. Some of it comes from grants. So we are, our executive director, our development director, and our program directors are always involved in seeking out and applying for grants. And it also comes through donations, so individual contributions, corporate contributions. We also hold annual fundraising events. So in the fall, every fall, we have an annual fundraiser, and that's really an opportunity for people who support our work, people who are interested in our work, to come together, to gather, and to learn more about Greener Partners, mm-hmm. and then to also just have a fun evening that includes like wonderful food and socializing. And we also have our annual Spring Appeal campaign. So really trying to get the word out about Greener Partners, our mission, mm-hmm. the work that we do, and get people to come on board.
Yeah, you know, the first thing I thought of, I know we talked about the pediatric side of it. Are senior centers involved in this?
Yeah, we actually have one of our longest standing projects that started in the organization was with a senior center. So we work with participants, with learners of all ages and backgrounds. Definitely.
Yeah, because I was thinking like assisted living programs that they would probably like to see the mobile unit come in and educate them on it, just to give them a good idea of how good eating healthy can make their lives a lot better.
Yeah, and we talked about the benefits of healthy eating, mm-hmm. but when we talk about gardening, there's just a whole plethora of benefits that go along with it, you know, mm-hmm. physical, mental, emotional, getting that green space, you know, getting in touch with things that are outside of our homes and our screens.
Right.
Those things have immense benefit on our overall well-being.
Yeah, I have to assume that there's a lot of satisfaction when you see something that you're planning and it's like it's coming to fruition. You're like,
absolutely.
Wow, this is amazing. Yeah. And then like saying, we're going to be able to eat this for dinner or lunch or whatever, right?
And that's one of the funnest things about a lot of our school gardens, getting to see kids be involved in every step of that process, you know, that they're planting and tending. And then, you know, I was recently doing an event this past week where I got to see a little girl, like, pick a pepper for the first time and just be stunned, you know,
just to see the reaction. It's got to be priceless, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's pretty cool. So that's what makes it rewarding. Mm-hmm. Like, you've been doing this for a while. That I thought of that right away, too. Is there anyone from the start that's still with the organization?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There is. One of our founders is still with the organization, going strong since 2008. And we have some folks who are still connected to our board that are founders and are still working with Greener Partners.
So the person that's still involved from the very beginning, is he or she very pleased with how things have progressed?
Yeah, she's constantly amazed at our organization. We're a very resilient organization. We definitely know when we need to pivot and we need to focus. And we've grown over these years. Yeah, I think she's really pleased with where we are.
Well, now, does she have any plans for the future? That's the next question, you think. Like, all right, I'm amazed now, but I think we could be doing this a lot better, right?
Yeah, we're always talking about, like, so honing in on what we're really good at, and then what is next? Where do we need to be looking next in a way that's smart about growth?
Right.
Yeah. So in Montco, I mean, really for all of our counties, but especially Montco right now, we're trying to balance or find the balance between breadth and depth in programming. So of course, you know, we want to continue to reach more and more schools and communities through all of our programming, but also we want to make sure that we're, you know, investing really deeply in the ones that we're already involved in, because that's how those, you know, those, like, long-standing relationships of mutual trust and learning develop. You know, it happens gradually over time. And so one of the ways actually that we're working through that is with our Healthy Schools project, where we partner with a specific school or schools to do kind of a three-pronged approach, where we help to establish and maintain a community garden or a school garden. Mm-hmm. Then we also facilitate produce distributions to families of students. And then we also bring a lot of our agricultural and environmental and nutrition programming to them. So, but, you know, shameless plug, that always requires money. So, you know, either through grants or private funders. So if that could be you, reach out to me.
Well, I'll give you a shameless plug right now. I understand you guys just put a PSA, a fairly new PSA. Yeah. And what I'd like to do now is let our audience get a good look at this PSA during our next break. And here we go.
Our mission is to strengthen community health through urban farming, equitable fresh food access, and discovery-based learning. School, hospital, and community gardens provide fresh produce to those with limited access. New and exciting healthy recipes engage even the pickiest eaters. When children are excited to learn about fruits and vegetables, they are more likely to consume the produce they need. We want to make a difference. Greener Partners is here to build stronger, healthier communities.
I think, Jen, I'm going to ask you, Lankinol Hospital, that's where your largest farm is. Give us an idea of what someone would expect if they went to see the farm.
Sure, absolutely. Well, Lankinol itself sits on about 80 acres of land, and there's a beautiful little pocket of green space that is now an abundant, vibrant half-acre farm with a greenhouse and raised beds full of over 25 varieties of vegetables. There's some soft fruits growing. There's a beautiful pavilion. And it's really a space of respite for folks who work at the hospital, as well as folks who are visiting the hospital. And one of the unique differentiators of this particular farm at a hospital is that we have a resident elective program. So we have actual docs from the hospital coming out onto the farm, and as you said earlier, like, getting their hands dirty. Right. So they get to spend 2 weeks on the farm with our farm manager doing everything from planting and seeding to weeding and harvesting. Mm-hmm. And one of the bonuses of that is they get to, you know, be outside in the fresh air and experience right. that. And they also get to enjoy some of the benefits of the produce. So I know that they'll take some produce home and they'll cook with it, they'll prepare a meal, and then send photos to our farm manager to say like, hey, this is what I made. Mm-hmm. And doctors are notorious for not being able to have enough time to really nourish themselves. Mm-hmm. So even though they're in a profession where they're taking care of folks and taking care of folks' health, sometimes the circumstances and their schedules don't allow for them to really eat mm-hmm. in a healthy way. So we're really, through the act of gardening, trying to help folks also then eat healthy. And those direct experiences where folks can have the food and take it home and then make a meal out of it are just really rewarding.
I like mm-hmm. the fact that they could share their fruits of labor. Yeah. Pictures, you know, it's like, because I deal with a number of physicians, so I could just imagine how they go about doing so.
It's a great example of the array of benefits of gardening.
That is fantastic. So Lankinol has a nice size. How about someone watching this program and said, you know what, I have a lot of land.
Yeah.
And would they, would they donate it, or would they share it? How would that work?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different options and possibilities. But as I said earlier, you know, in our name is partners, and we really partner with folks, either folks like institutions as schools or hospitals. And if people have land and they want to utilize that empty space, we're more than happy to meet with people and be thought partners in how that could be leveraged for community health, whether it's through educational purposes, or just supporting, you know, distributing fresh produce in areas where access is very low. So,
Yeah, I would think it would be a no-brainer for a school. If they had land that wasn't being utilized, that this would be a great opportunity, because it's an educational opportunity well.
And sometimes there's not capacity to take care of a space. So that's what we're really skilled and trained at doing, is taking care of the space, tending to the space, and utilizing it as a platform for education.
Yeah.
And speaking of education, I was curious, because you were talking about some of the curriculum. Mia, is there an opportunity, does the curriculum change on a periodic basis?
Yeah, so because of so many, or the variety of programs that we offer, you know, ultimately we cater all of our programs to the specific needs or, you know, requests of schools, hospitals, what have you. But right now, though, we actually are in the process of having at least a handful. We're calling it more a lesson guide than a curriculum at this point, just because it's an internal resource for educators to use to make sure that we are matching up a lot of our lessons with the approved Pennsylvania State academic standards. So that if schools want to bring us in to cover specific categories of their curriculum, then we know what lessons to pull for what we need to cover.
So if a school contacted you, what's the normal process to have you come in and do some education?
Yeah, you can just reach out to us. And I mean, we have a variety of different offerings. Really, it's just starting a conversation. Some schools will have us come in for in-school specials during the school day a few times a year. Some schools like to do a more frequent and regular after-school program. We'll do special events and stuff like that. So we're open to all of it. So if people just reach out to us, we can work out something that fits what they're looking for.
Yeah, so you can go to our website, greenerpartners.org, and team members are listed there. Contact information is listed there. We're also on all the socials, so Facebook, Instagram, follow us, see what we're up to, you know, give us some likes.
I think your executive director must like that little
Our executive director, Meg Mackerton, who has been a tremendous force and leader for our organization for over 10 years, She would love that.
Yes, that'd be a big to do. Yeah. Now, you've been there eight years?
About nine.
Mm-hmm. Nine.
Yeah.
Are there people in your category, or is it more newer people like me who's just getting her feet wet, right?
Actually, we have pretty good retention on our staff.
That's good.
Yeah, I think I'm probably on the upper end of folks who have been with the organization, but we've had folks with the organization for about my time, 7 years, 5 years. Yeah.
But you're the farmer. That's the difference, right?
I definitely started out as the farmer. Right. Yes, I did. Yeah.
A good learning experience, right?
An incredible learning experience. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really helped me to then be an incredible educator when it came to working with folks around food and healthy eating. Yeah.
And that's a nice transition because I'm curious when you're with a school and you're educating and you're showing the what seems to be the big question that you feel like you're always being asked?
Oh, goodness. Probably what is this? that's the big one, which is fine. I mean, it's great. Kids are curious and, you know, sometimes they haven't seen necessarily where the food on their plate or how it starts, you know, what it looks like. On the plant. And so, you know, kids will give a lot of wild guesses about stuff, but definitely what is this is the big one for sure.
I've had a question when I was giving, when I was doing programs at a garden, I had a question, where do you sleep? Like, well, I sleep
in the garden. I have a greenhouse. I really have a greenhouse, right?
But it's really interesting though, because, you know, we don't interface a lot in day to day with farmers or gardeners. So for youth to be able to interface with people who can show them that this is, you know, a field that they could potentially go into is really inspiring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. So as we wind down the program, I'm going to ask you once again for a shameless plug. Anybody that would like to get involved with Greener Partners, how would they go about doing so?
Head to our website, greenerpartners.org. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram, Greener Partners. Mm-hmm. We are in Montgomery County. We are in Delaware County. We are in Philadelphia County. You can't get away from us. Mm-hmm. Get in touch with us, reach out, sign up for our newsletter, and then you can find out everything that's going on and find out ways to donate.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Absolutely. Well, Mia and Jen, I'd like to thank you for being our guest here today.
Thank you so much.
From all of us here at UMGA Television, I'm Chuck Kerwin. Thank you for watching.